2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is a developing story. New this morning, a Utah National Guard airman has died after a medical issue during a deployment to Guam.
A statement from the Guard says Tech Sergeant Burton Patrick Youngle had an unexpected medical issue on Friday and was hospitalized, but his condition continued to get worse until he passed away. The commander of the Utah Air National Guard says they are devastated by the tragic loss of an outstanding airman.
Police are gathering information this morning on two auto pedestrian crashes along the Wasatch Front over the past 24 hours. One was fatal. The other potentially involves a school crossing guard.
We start our team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small covering that fatal crash in Salt Lake. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, right now we don't know too much about the victim, but police say this was the 24th person in Salt Lake City to lose their life in a traffic incident this year. Detective Ben Nielsen tells KSL it appears a pickup truck was turning from 13th South onto 21st East when it hit the victim.
We believe that they were in the crosswalk when this happened. Driver's on scene. He is complying. He's cooperating with the investigation.
Salt Lake City police say the victim was taken to the hospital where they passed away. While we're still waiting for more official details from police, a witness named Brooklyn tells KSL.com the victim looked like a young girl. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
At nearly the same time as the fatal accident in Salt Lake City, two people were hit by a car near an elementary school in Orem. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger continues our team coverage. Allie?
Tim, from what we know, Orem police confirmed an adult and a child were hit, but witnesses at the scene tell us the adult was a crossing guard, well known to people in the neighborhood. This happened in a school zone with the 20-mile-per-hour lights flashing. Vera Varr lives nearby and tells KSL-TV accidents are common at this intersection.
This corner has been such a tragedy for many people. Many accidents happen here. This intersection is a death threat to many people here who's driving by.
Orem police say the child was taken to the hospital by the family and the adult was taken by ambulance. We are waiting for updates on their conditions. Reporting live, Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The House voted to block a strike by the nation's railway workers and give the workers 7 days of paid sick leave under a new contract. Now those bills go to the Senate. National President of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers, Dennis Pierce, says not having paid sick leave was why workers rejected the original deal.
The challenge there is the impact of the supply chain, as fragile as it is coming out of the pandemic. And that's why I'm convinced that Congress felt the obligation to step in because of how critical rail shipments are to the supply chain.
President Biden says he wants the bills on his desk by this weekend to make sure a rail worker strike doesn't happen.
University of Idaho students gathered last night for a vigil honoring their four classmates who were mysteriously stabbed to death this month. Meanwhile, the investigation into the brutal murders continues.
We take pride. We love what we do. We're passionate about that.
The local police chief, James Fry, getting emotional in his first sit-down interview since the murders, saying his mission is to find the killer. He did not reveal why investigators have said they believe this was a targeted attack, and he did not say if a victim or the house was targeted.
We're painting a picture, and we're trying to see what pulled the pieces into that picture, and that takes time.
Police initially said there was no imminent threat to the community, but later walked that back.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting.
Garfield County wants to strengthen its year-round tourism by suggesting a change to the calendar. Hugo Ricard-Bell explains.
After resident surveys and in-person stakeholder meetings, the Garfield County Office of Tourism has determined that expanding the summer months to include March and November would help increase tourism in the county. Specifically, this study addresses the costs and enthusiasm with expanding this timeline. You can read more if you visit the Garfield County website.
Garfield County would like to establish partnerships with local business and the state to help promote their plan.
Time for First Look traffic here, Andy. It sounds like Point of the Mountain may have a problem.
Yeah, we've got some backups there just before the point, trying to get into the Salt Lake Valley. For those of you trying to get towards downtown from Utah County, it's not a huge delay, but it is going to add a couple of extra minutes to your time. And hearing that we've got some slowdowns on Redwood Road up by Camp Williams as you head north into the Salt Lake Valley. So kind of a choke point at both the freeway and Redwood Road trying to get into the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
A former NFL player is facing a felony charge after police say he took a suitcase that wasn't his. Major Kelly Collier is the Atlanta Police Department's airport precinct commander.
Mr. Parms retrieved a bag that was not his bag from the carousel. He then took that bag to the restroom, where he went inside that bag and removed a charging cord from that bag. He then placed that bag on a different carousel.
How much does a charging cord cost?
Well, and if you didn't know it was your bag, how would you know there's a charging cord in there?
I guess you'd assume there is in most bags.
Or he may have been looking for just about anything.
Police say Parms had no flight ticket or boarding pass on him. Parms denied the charges.
Just a short time ago, President Biden welcomed French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House for an official state visit.
We are building today between our students, our businesses, our trailblazers. We'll see our alliance continue to prosper and grow stronger for decades to come. So, Mr. President, welcome again, and welcome to the French delegation. I'm honored to have you here and looking forward to a wonderful day together. God bless both our nations, and may God protect our troops.
During the visit, Macron and President Biden are expected to discuss the war in Ukraine and the global economy.
A busy day ahead in Boston for Britain's Prince William and his wife, Kate, on the second day of their U.S. trip. This is their first visit to the States in 8 years.
Sitting courtside, the lighting dimmed in Celtics green, Prince William and Princess Kate taking in a Boston Celtics game on day one of their visit to the city, arriving on a British Airways flight from London after mingling with fellow passengers. They're here on a three-day trip leading up to the ceremony for the Earthshot Prize, an organization founded by William that champions environmentalism.
William and Kate continue their visit to Boston today, and tomorrow, by coincidence, they'll meet with President Biden, who'll be visiting for a separate event to that city.
ABC's Derek Dennis reporting.
They genuinely looked like they were having a good time, but they had great seats for the Boston Celtics last night. Coming up in a minute, we'll double-check that crash on the northbound side of I-15 at the Point of the Mountain, see what kind of delays we have there with traffic and weather together.
Companions, Dave and Dujanovic.
Your phone tracks you. So do you draw the line at police knowing where you're at?
How do I give permission to everybody but draw the line at police?
They're expanded from 9 till noon.
Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus here from PC Laptops. Inflation and interest rates are out of control. But I wanted to make the holidays super affordable for you. So I negotiated 0% financing until 2024 on approved credit. Also, every PC Laptops desktop computer comes with a lifetime parts and labor warranty. You know, video cards and CPUs are super expensive. Some can cost over $1,000. And most manufacturers only give you a 1-year warranty. But at PC Laptops, we cover those parts forever. All the new 2023 models are here, and some are up to 50% faster for less money. Every computer is assembled right here in Utah, and they start at only $29 a month. Just go to PCLaptops.com, because at PC Laptops, we love you. And remember, 0% interest until 2024. OAC. Have I lost my mind? Nope, it's because we love you at PC Laptops. PCLaptops.com.
Enjoy a full screening of Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas as the Utah Symphony plays Danny Elfman's delightfully quirky score live with the movie. Tickets at UtahSymphony.org.
Hi, this is Doug Wright along with Steve Sales of The Movie Show. And it was a couple of weeks ago, Steve, that we had the chance to do The Movie Show from NPS. And I have to admit, I had never been there. I wasn't even aware of it. It's National Product Sales. And the values there were absolutely unbelievable. Whether you're in the grocery area, kind of the variety area, or where you were hanging out over in the industrial and sporting goods area, you found a real gem.
Oh, I was been looking for a club, a wedge, and brand new Cleveland wedge
for a left-handed golfer, I'm left-handed. It was less than half price than I would have paid for in a retail store.
You know, as I walk through the grocery areas and I realized the savings, and we talked with the great owners, and they said, you know, when other people were having shortages, we weren't. This, if you haven't discovered it yet, you need to check out the four locations of National Product Sales, NPS, two in Salt Lake, one in Orem, one in Layton.
KSL News Time 809, traffic and weather together again, brought to you by Triple Rewards for Mountain America. Even though Mother Nature's staying out of it, Andy, we've had a few problems.
Yeah, thankfully they haven't turned out to be major problems. We've still got that UDOT vehicle on the left shoulder at Point of the Mountain that caused the initial delay, but we don't have the slowing anymore coming into the valley. You'll see a little bit of a brake light going between 114th and 106 South. And then again, right before 53rd South in Murray. Traffic still slow on the 201 freeway, though, between Bangor and 3200 West, going over towards the 215 belt. And then Mountain View Corridor still backed up at 3500 South in West Valley. Heather?
I-15 has your slowest traffic right now, all of it heading southbound between Layton and Farmington, with a few more brake lights popping up as you get closer to downtown Salt Lake. Looks like we're also seeing some slowing again westbound I-84. We had a crash there earlier, which was blocking a right lane and shoulder. That got cleared up, but I think there's a tow truck on scene now, which is slowing people down again as you come out of Mountain Green and head toward Ogden. Eric?
In Utah County, we're looking at a pretty normal rate of speed from Provo all the way up to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes from University Avenue, if that's where you're getting on the freeway. Getting over to the freeway, still got some congestion and delays on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North in both cases, eastbound from Redwood Road over to the freeway. The 215 eastbound looking good, heading north and Foothill Drive. After a little bit of slowdowns earlier, that's in pretty good shape heading up towards the University of Utah area. Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital is building the nation's model health system for children to serve more kids in more communities and more comprehensively than ever before. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're gearing up for another storm. Today stays mainly dry, but it'll be cloudy and windy with a high of 49 degrees. Then tonight, the snow develops, and as we head into tomorrow morning, snow actively coming down. For the Friday morning commute, 1 to 4 inches of snow possible for the Wasatch Front, potentially higher for the benches. Then a high of only 37 on Friday, another storm Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Batten down the hatches. We'll have winds later this afternoon, maybe as high as 55 miles an hour. It's 43 downtown.
If you haven't seen that video of the lava coming out of Mauna Loa right now, it will freak you out. And it's, what, just a couple of miles away from a huge highway over there.
Yeah.
We'll get an in-depth report coming up next on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. It's Tim and Amanda with you till 9 this morning, and then we'll turn it over to David Dujanovic on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you run a small business, you need the most from every investment. That's why Comcast Business gives you more. Like more innovation with our new gig speed Wi-Fi, plus unlimited data. More speed from the largest, fastest, reliable network for small businesses. And more savings, up to 60% a year with Comcast Business Mobile. All from the company that powers more businesses than any other provider. When you need more, you need Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with fast speeds and advanced security for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with no annual contract. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Offer ends 12/5/2022. Restrictions apply. Ecobill and autopay required. New 50 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Mobile savings compares pricing of top three carriers.
Hey guys, Scott and Alex for Alpine Home Medical. We've been telling you for years that Alpine really does live their motto to bring wellness home. With the holiday season right around the corner, what are you doing for your medical supply needs? They provide the highest quality products in the industry, and your shopping experience with them will be unmatched. Do what I do. Take advantage of their CPAP resupply program. It's easy, convenient, and prompt.
Yeah, that's right. Alpine Home Medical is big on making sure you and your family are going to be able to get out and enjoy life better, that family time better together during the holidays. They make mobility a priority with tons of options when it comes to mobility chairs, whether it's lift chairs in the home, walkers, bedroom and bathroom safety products, and much more. They can help you out. If you can't stop by one of their 10 locations across Utah and Southern Idaho, Be sure to check out their selection online. Easy enough to do. AlpineHomeMedical.com is the website. That's AlpineHomeMedical.com. Alpine Home Medical. We bring wellness home.
First look traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic looking better at Point of the Mountain. No more delays. We've got some slowing, though, on the 201 freeway as you head east near Bangor Highway. Some scattered delays on I-15, Kaysville, and Farmington. And after it was cleared for a bit, at least as far as delay go, that westbound crash on I-84 right after the bridge near Mountain Green is still affecting traffic. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
two people were hit by a car near Vineyard Elementary School in Orem. I'm KSL News Radio's Allie Lutzinger.
Second, the House passed two bills to prevent railroad workers from going on strike. The bills are now waiting for a vote in the Senate.
And third, we could have a rough drive at this time tomorrow. The KSL Weather Center says a storm moves in tonight that will be dropping snow early tomorrow morning.
So check in with us as soon as you wake up tomorrow morning. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston at the White House right now. French President Emmanuel Macron, who will be the guest of honor at the first White House state dinner of the Biden administration. President Biden referencing the Statue of Liberty and immigration during opening remarks with Macron saying minutes ago,
"Our history has been shaped by the courage of the women and men who crossed the Atlantic, carrying within their hearts the flame of liberty. Today, that flame burns more brightly than ever."
Earlier, Macron told ABC's George Stephanopoulos that he was alarmed by election denialism in the U.S.
"My strong belief is that we have to stick to the rules because this institution and the democratic framework is much more important than in any others."
In China, some areas are easing up on COVID restrictions that sparked protests in several cities last weekend. ABC's Bob Woodruff is in Hong Kong.
In the southern city of Guangzhou, angry residents still clashing with law enforcement. Protesters throwing objects and tearing down PCR testing tents. Riot police deploying, dressed in hazmat suits, patrolling the streets. Now city officials there saying coronavirus measures would ease in some districts, coming a day after the country's health officials doubled down on their zero COVID policy.
Ukraine's power grid still under fire from Russian shelling. 1.5 million people estimated to be without power at least 12 hours a day.
This power situation is also turning deadly. Ukraine's state emergency services says 9 people have died in the last 24 hours in fires, breaking safety rules to try and heat their homes.
ABC's Inez de la Quatera in Kyiv. The Senate could follow the House today in approving a move that would avert potentially costly U.S. rail strike. FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried telling ABC in an exclusive interview he's ultimately responsible for the collapse of the cryptocurrency company, but he denies there were any improper use of customer funds. This is ABC News.
Let's go in depth here on that lava flow coming from Mauna Loa volcano. It's now threatening Hawaii's largest highway.
ABC's Mulalenghi is on the Big Island.
This morning, a race to impact as lava flowing from Hawaii's erupting Mauna Loa volcano heads towards the Daniel K. Inouye Highway on Hawaii's Big Island, one of the state's main arteries of transportation. The lava, only a few miles away, traveling at a speed of nearly 1 mile per hour. And as the flow reaches flatter land, it could slow down, but a breach could still come as early as tomorrow.
Another big operation that we're facing is thousands of residents and visitors that are flocking to the eruption site to view this current Mauna Loa eruption. It's creating a safety hazard.
Mauna Loa is the world's largest active volcano. This, its first eruption in 38 years, shooting fiery, bright orange lava up more than 100 feet into the air in some places. Authorities predicting it could last up to 2 weeks and stress this is a dynamic and constantly changing event. While those authorities are not worried about the immediate threat to nearby communities, the main concern is the negative impact of VOG, volcanic smog, on air quality.
Have you ever been to Hawaii? Yeah.
Oh, yes, several times.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go back.
Yeah. The challenge here is that if this highway gets blocked, it's the only way around the island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like one big looping road that goes around. So that's why this is such a concern.
I don't know if I could live there. For fears of things like this.
Yeah.
Although I've had friends that have lived in Hawaii and just absolutely loved it. But I think it would make me a little claustrophobic or something.
Well, authorities say if the lava continues threatening that highway, they may try and divert the flow. But they admit that would be a long shot. Can you imagine, as hot as this stuff is,
mm-hmm.
and it's slow moving, so in that way it would be easy. But how do you divert lava?
Mm-hmm.
I, I'm sure it's something they're trying to figure out.
Greater minds than ours understand this, Tim.
Exactly. Something we'll continue to watch here as they watch it over there on the islands. And our thanks to ABC's Mola Lange for sharing the story with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
819 now. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Andy?
Yeah, right now I'm watching the drive through Salt Lake County. We've got things going well on I-15. Again, all our earlier slowdowns have cleared. SR-201 still has an extra couple of minutes you'll have to deal with as you head from 5600 west over to I-215. Most of it's around the Bangor Highway on-ramp. Still looks pretty busy on several intersections. Mountain View northbound and West Valley southbound, West Jordan and South Jordan. You'll see a few spots where you'll have to wait a little longer than the other intersections. Heather?
Well, if you're leaving Ogden right now, heading south toward downtown Salt Lake City, you'll just see a few brake lights, but sort of off and on between Layton and Farmington. And right now, it's smooth sailing from Farmington all the way into downtown Salt Lake, but occasionally we get the brake lights closer to the North Salt Lake area. No problems on US 89 or Legacy Parkway, and the delays are gone for the moment, westbound I-84 coming out of Mountain Green. Eric?
One crash in Utah County is still being cleaned up. This is on 115 between Payson. If you're heading north toward Benjamin, this is kind of in between the two, and both directions have been affected by this crash. The freeway crashes that we had earlier only temporarily slowed things down, and now things are running smooth from Santa Quinn to Point of the Mountain. That's a 30-minute drive this morning. If you're out in Eagle Mountain, Saratoga Springs, it is getting better on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North heading east toward the freeway. Experience the timeless Christmas classic that has captivated audiences worldwide. Michael McLean's The Forgotten Carols live tour is back. See the spectacular live stage show throughout Utah. Get tickets now at ForgottenCarols.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast has a warmer day today, but it will be windy. It's the warm before the storm, a high of 49 degrees. And tonight, snow develops, lingering through that Friday morning commute. Could be another headache tomorrow. High of 37 degrees. Snow tapers for the afternoon, 1 to 4 inches possible for the Salt Lake Valley, higher for the benches. Then this weekend, 39 Saturday, and another storm moves in on Sunday. And early next week, we could see more snow for the Monday morning commute. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
You know, we pretty much have this every other day pattern coming, at least through Monday. So right now in Salt Lake City with those winds, 43 degrees, and a seven-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Hey, the Jazz got a win. That was cool.
Yeah.
We have college basketball on our air this weekend. I just want to remind people, if you're out and about driving around doing shopping or whatever, we have BYU takes on South Dakota at Vivint Arena. The game starts at... pregame at 12:30. The tip-off at 1:30 on Saturday.
You know, it's fun to hear University of Utah football players talk about what it means to them to play in an NFL stadium like Allegiant, on Friday night. But the BYU basketball players say the same thing about being able to play on the Jazz floor at Vivint.
Oh, I'm sure for those young guys, that must feel incredible.
Yeah, a thrill, and we'll have all the action for you here on KSL. Just ahead, we'll see what the markets look like after a crazy day yesterday. Big numbers at the closing bell. Our KSL news time is 8:22.
How do you lock up your valuables? Hi, this is Steve Franson, owner of Liberty Safes of Utah in North Salt Lake City. This is the week to save hundreds on a Liberty Safe or vault door at our huge holiday sales event. We have over 200 Liberty home safes, gun safes, office safes, and vault doors in stock at our lowest sale prices of the year. At Liberty Safes of Utah, we pride ourselves in being safe specialists. We can customize your safe with multiple lock options, anything from a basic spin dial mechanical lock to the highest level electronic lock. We can add lights, jewelry drawers, and have many other options. We offer professional delivery and safe moving services with our own in-house delivery team that is the best in the industry. To see the largest selection of safes in the state of Utah, visit our showroom at 640 North Main in North Salt Lake City or online at libertysafesofutah.com. So how do you lock up your valuables? You do it with a Liberty Safe. Visit libertysafesofutah.com.
General RV Supercenter in Draper is the one-stop shop for all your RV needs. General RV has something for everyone. Visit generalrv.com now to see their great selection and special pricing.
Smith & Wesson is committed to empowering Americans no matter what. With inflation hitting everywhere, we've decided to make a change. Now, you can buy a Smith & Wesson Shield Plus, our most popular concealed carry firearm, at an all-new low price, $100 off MSRP. We're absorbing the costs and passing along the savings to you so you don't have to compromise on personal security. Visit smithandwesson.com to find a Shield Plus near you. Smith & Wesson. Always expect the best.
Simply Safe was named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report. But we don't do what we do for the accolades. We do it to protect you and everything you love. Our advanced sensors and HD cameras are powered by 24/7 professional monitoring for fast emergency dispatch. Visit simplysafe.com/holiday to get 40% off any new system today. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth. The former CEO of the failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX says he didn't knowingly misuse customers' funds. That was hard to actually say.
Yeah.
He also says he believes his millions of angry customers will eventually be made whole. Those comments from the founder came out in an interview put on by the New York Times.
What everybody's trying to figure out is,
how? You know,
are there criminal acts here?
Oh.
And will there be charges? Or does he just file bankruptcy and go on his way?
That's interesting, Tim. I hadn't even thought of that.
Because he says at this time that he believes at the end of all of this, he'll have nothing, but that his bank account still has $100,000 in it. Amazon says they had their biggest Thanksgiving holiday shopping weekend in history. They say that record number of shoppers were looking to score deals in the face of record inflation. Amazon doesn't share how much they make during sales events, but they did say independent sellers on the platform made about $1 billion or a little bit more than that in total sales.
We were talking earlier this morning about layoffs in the tech sector. Well, layoffs continue at another entertainment company. AMC says they plan on cutting 20% of their workforce in the U.S. That would mean about 1,700 workers. We're also hearing reports that the company is on the hunt for a new CEO.
One of those headlines about the layoffs in the tech sector said that they are mirroring now or look like they're headed toward the same numbers we had during the Great Recession.
For just the tech sector.
For just the tech sector.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which is interesting. And yesterday we were celebrating at the closing bell that we had gained 700 points. The Dow says, give me about 400 of that back. We are down 378 right now. That's a full percentage point. The S&P is down 0.5%, so it's giving back 21. And the NASDAQ also giving back 61 points, 0.5% this morning.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, we will get a look at the morning commute. Unlike yesterday, no big problems on I-15 this morning. That's next on KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm Emmitt Smith, Hall of Famer and all-time leading rusher with exciting news.
Football legend Emmitt Smith talking about all new regenerative treatments for joint pain from the local medical professionals at QC Kinetics.
But did you know that you can encourage your body to actually heal itself with the help of QC Kinetics?
QC Kinetics uses biologic therapies that are natural, restorative, and long-lasting.
The body is an amazing thing. Trust me, I put mine through a lot.
Exciting new relief is here for pain from arthritis, knee pain, lower back pain, pain in your hips and shoulders.
I'm that guy. When you Google shoulder pain, my face pops up.
But you don't have to be sidelined by pain anymore. Call QC Kinetics to learn more about biologic therapies.
Don't let your joint pain keep you from doing the things you love. There's a new natural solution that patients are raving about.
QC Kinetics.
Let QC Kinetics help you improve your quality of life.
Call QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
From our hearts to yours.
You see smiles. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
$321,000.
Deals like these are what makes Utah special and help the kids at Primary Children's Hospital feel cared for and loved. We're honored to be a part of that kind of generosity at KSL News Radio.
Time again for a look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. We're talking about those winds, Andy. From time to time, when the gusts kick up, those cameras really get bouncing.
They do, and you feel it in your car, too. Like, you drive past one of those high-profile vehicles, and you come out past it, and all of a sudden, it feels like you're shaking. So be careful this morning. Thankfully, road conditions are just fine. I am seeing traffic slow just a little bit coming up on Bangor Highway down in the Draper portion of the drive, but then it's clear the rest of the way through Salt Lake City. Earlier slowdowns on SR 201 have now cleared out as well between Magna and West Valley. Heather?
We still have a little bit of slowing southbound I-15 around 200 North in Kaysville heading south. And then you'll see a few brake lights on Legacy Parkway if you transition there going through the Farmington area. But everybody else pretty much at speed, including Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt. SR-193 still a bit congested, though, right around I-15. And that's both eastbound and westbound. Eric?
In Utah County, it's all clear on the freeway. No problems there. We've had One crash over between Payson and Benjamin this morning. SR 115, at Dixon Road, affecting both the directions of travel. But there's not a lot of travel going through there, so that shouldn't have a major impact on the commute, that's for sure. If you're on I-80 through the mountains, no problems there going out to Park City. And it looks good at the moment on Foothill Drive as you head up towards the University of Utah. Get ready for a New Testament study with new products from Don't Miss This and more learning and teaching resources. Whatever you need to accomplish this season, Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com will help. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at that weather forecast. Today is going to be windy because the storm is moving in. The snow doesn't get here until late tonight. But today, a high of 49. Right now, it's 43 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
It is developing news. Police have a man in custody after multiple hidden cameras were found in a University of Utah bathroom.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small joins us live from the University of Utah with the latest information. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda. Student Life Center Director John McDonald tells us someone found the first camera taped under a sink yesterday, and campus police were called and they found a second camera and tape that may have held a third, all in separate bathrooms. Here at the Student Life Center today, Brielle Hall is one of the gym goers I spoke to that's shocked by the news today.
Definitely makes me feel pretty uncomfortable knowing that there are some cameras, and I just wonder how long that's been there. And like, I mean, if someone, like, put them in the bathrooms here, I wonder if they've checked everywhere else.
Now, McDonald says they have checked other restrooms and locker rooms and found no other cameras, but they'll keep looking just in case. University of Utah did make an arrest. New booking documents say Frederick William White stole a co-worker's ID to get a gym pass and that he was caught on surveillance video around the time the cameras were placed. He's been booked on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud. Reporting live from the Student Life Center at the University of Utah, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The suspected Orem Access apartment shooter has turned himself in after two people were shot a couple of weeks ago. KSL News Radio's Ali Litzinger joins us with more.
Police reports show Joseph Richard Vandermeed is now in jail, booked on suspicion of attempted murder and obstruction of justice. He turned himself in with the help of his attorney. This follows a shooting back on November 20th at the Orem Access Apartments, where one person was shot in the stomach and another in the leg. Police say witness statements and apartment building security cameras helped them identify the suspect, and investigators are requesting he be held without bail. Ali Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Kristen Van Dyke. Here comes another storm.
The active storm cycle continues. Another storm on the way. Today we get the clouds and the wind. Then tonight the snow develops and it lingers into Friday morning, and it is looking like the timing is going to mean another issue for your Friday morning. Snow showers will linger through late morning, but will start to move out by afternoon, and then highs on Friday only in the middle 30s. And we have another storm set to move in on Sunday that lingers into that Monday morning commute.
Kristen says temperatures will be a little warmer for that Sunday into Monday storm, so we may see a little rain mixed in with that snow.
Speaking of snow, November was a great month for Utah snowpack. We're at about 150% of normal at this moment, but Utah Snow Survey Supervisor Jordan Clayton says we need a whole lot more snow in the mountains this winter.
We've got about 4 months to go until we get to our typical peak snowpack around April 1st. And we need about four times the snow that we have on the ground right now. So it's kind of like 2/4. We need about four times what we've got literally in our mountains right now, and we've got about 4 months to get there.
Yeah, he says we're going to need to get a lot more snow in the mountains, more than normal, if we want to start refilling the reservoirs.
Governor Spencer Cox has released a new state water action plan. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports it's a multi-layered plan that includes education and upgrades of aging infrastructure.
The plan is a collaboration between the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Environmental Quality, and the Department of Agriculture and Food that includes upgrading aging facilities, coordinated efforts to increase water use efficiency, and understanding of the critical thresholds impacting the Great Salt Lake and its tributaries. East Colorado River.
The plan is designed to make sure we have enough water when Utah's population reaches an estimated 5 million people by the year 2050.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Congress is scrambling to fast-track a deal to keep the nation's trains on track.
The Senate expected to vote today to force rail workers to accept a tentative deal and avoid a strike. Under the Constitution, Congress has the power to intervene in matters regarding interstate commerce and the national economy. So Wednesday, the House took the first steps, passing two bills. The first, preventing a strike forcing workers to accept a tentative deal reached earlier this year, averting a shutdown that could cost the economy up to $2 billion a day, disrupt travel for millions, and send inflation even higher. The second bill gives 7 days of paid sick leave for rail workers. It passed with the support of just three Republicans. In the Senate, the margins could be even slimmer.
ABC's Alex Prochet reporting from Washington.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And we've got a pretty good drive now. We finally got the crashes cleared out at Point of the Mountain. Still have what's somewhat predictable slowdowns between Bluffdale and Bangor Highway down at the south end. If you're traveling on Mountain View or Bangor Highway through West Valley, all our earlier slowdowns are gone. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:35.
Questions are mounting in Moscow, Idaho, where four University of Idaho students were murdered in their sleep 2.5 weeks ago. Police have publicly announced little progress in the case.
Police in Moscow, Idaho, are refusing to reveal any of the evidence or leads that they have or don't have, and the lack of information has frustrated some in the community and the victims' families. The father of one victim wants to know if his daughter was targeted. Police Chief James Fry, sitting down one-on-one with ABC News, is refusing to answer that or much else about the case, saying this to the families.
We are continuing our investigation, and they just need to hopefully trust that.
But it's been over 2 weeks, and there is no suspect, no motive, and no murder weapon. The chief says his team is doing a phenomenal job. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The former CEO of the now bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX and Alameda Research says he was ultimately responsible for the downfall of the companies.
How do you explain the failure? Was it inattention, arrogance?
It's a good question.
Was it unethical?
I spent a lot of time trying to think about that.
Sam Bankman-Fried sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos, and he denies that he knew that there was any improper use of customer funds.
Two of Hawaii's largest volcanoes are erupting simultaneously. Mauna Loa, the world's largest active volcano, erupted for the first time in decades on Sunday night. Nearby Kilauea has been erupting for the past year. Lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, Ken Han, says they're keeping an eye on two new lava flows that formed on Mauna Loa.
This is like 10 of the biggest dump trucks you can get every second dumping lava out, right? This is a little bit less than the 2018 flows, which were around 150 cubic meters per second, or 150 cubic yards per second. But it's still a very, very large amount of lava out here.
Han says the new flows are about 3 miles from Saddle Road, which connects the east and west sides of the island.
Looking up at the cameras, unlike yesterday, it looks pretty smooth on I-15. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
Utah's only all-news morning show. The Harriman neighborhood getting back to normal this morning and in the afternoon. Catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. This year's flu season might be a bad one.
Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Time for today's edition of Growing Your Wealth, presented by Madrona Financial. Here's Brian Evans.
A lot of people I talk to are concerned about many things always, and it's going to be throughout my career, they're going to be concerned about, is the stock market too volatile? What are interest rates doing? Are we going to get into conflicts? Who's the party in control? There's always something to worry about. And one of the things I want to share with people is my thought that the most successful and happy people that I have met on the investment standpoint are those that stay invested. I'm not saying stay invested in stocks or real estate or anything in particular. I'm just saying stay invested. Because if we look back in history, let's say that you didn't want any risk. 40 years ago, you decided, well, I'm going to save up and buy a house, but I'm going to put $10 a week into my account and save up and buy that $30,000 house someday. But I don't want a mortgage because that's risky. Well, guess what? You never caught up to the appreciation. You never bought a house. Had you not invested in the stock market in your 401k 30 years ago, you wouldn't have very much right now. If you hadn't bought rentals and other kinds of real estate, again, you would have missed out on everything. So pretty much no matter what you did, you throw a dart against a dartboard, pick an investment, you probably came out pretty good if you had a few different diversified investments. So rather than going to cash and money market and being fearful and not getting in the car and driving anywhere because you might get in a wreck, you might want to consider throughout your lifetime, stay invested, do your research, do your due diligence, and diversify, but definitely stay invested.
And that was Growing Your Wealth with Brian Evans, Madrona Financial. Investments, retirement, taxes, and legacy. MadronaFinancial.com.
Even the mightiest of trees can be blown over if they don't have strong enough roots. The same is true with your investment plan. Can your plan withstand a financial storm? Go to MadronaFinancial.com and click on the Get Started button to request your rooted wealth analysis. You can also click on the chat button and ask us anything. We have a searchable library with answers to your questions. Visit MadronaFinancial.com.
I know Dave and Debbie are going to be talking more about this at the top of the hour, but one of our top stories is this discovery of hidden cameras in the bathrooms at the University of Utah Student Life Center. They do have a suspect in custody. We'll have more with our Adam Small.
8:39, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Andy?
Amanda, that slowing between Bluffdale and Bangor has now thinned out, and it's a pretty nice drive through the valley on I-15. Haven't seen anything new to slow you down along I-80 or the 21st South Freeway if you're going to be going from Tooele or Magna and heading over towards Salt Lake City. Bangor Highway still has a little bit of a wait at 47th South in Taylorsville, but other than that, the intersection's looking good. Heather?
Still a few brake lights showing up southbound I-15 in Kaysville, but and a little bit as you approach downtown Salt Lake City. If you are northbound on Legacy Parkway, you're going to see a little bit of slowing as you move through Centerville and Farmington. That's due to construction. They're down to one lane in that area. And northbound I-15 has a report of a crash as you approach 700 South exit in Clearfield. Haven't seen it on the cameras and no delays there. Eric.
Got some congestion northbound Foothill Drive heading from I-80 or the 215 eastbound up towards the University of Utah. It's a kind of the delays come and go right now. They are there at 1700 South. If you're on I-80 going out to Park City, no problems to the Kimball Junction exit. And if you're entering Park City from US 40, that's a little bit slow on Currents Boulevard. That's SR 248. That's a usual spot for those kind of delays. I-15 Utah County northbound southbound. That's looking good. Get ready for a New Testament study with new products from Don't Miss This and more learning and teaching resources. Whatever you need to accomplish this season, Deseret Book and DeseretBook.com will help. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another storm is brewing, and so we'll see a lot of clouds today and a lot of wind. Southerly winds coming in at 15 to 25 miles an hour. We could see higher gusts up around 45 miles an hour. Temperatures topping out at 49 degrees, but then tonight plummeting. Snow develops overnight, and it continues through Friday morning, making for more issues for that morning commute than a high of 37 Friday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
There are some cold spots out there this morning. Price 19, Vernal 15. Here in Salt Lake City, it's warm at 43.
The Festival of Trees opened yesterday. Don't miss it. It runs through December 3rd. We're going to talk with the co-chair of the festival coming up next on KSL.
One of my favorite things of the holiday. Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for waking up with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've always loved data. When I heard about the hereditary gene study, I was like, this is so perfect for me because I can be part of something where data is being gathered. And I want to prepare the world for my kids and grandkids in any way that I can so that when they face challenges such as cancer or other illnesses, there will be as much information and solutions for them as possible. You're part of something big. You're part of a movement that's going to bless not only our community, but really the world.
You can help at hereditagene.org.
Want to stay healthy this holiday season? Want to make it to all those great parties? Want to just skip getting sick? Schedule a flu shot for you and your family. And while you're at it, get your COVID boosters too.
Anyone age 5 and up can get one, and you're ready if it's been more than 2 months since your last dose. Keep the holidays healthy this year. Talk to a doctor or healthcare provider and visit uptodate.utah.gov to stay current on your immunizations.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
First look traffic now, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we finally, I think, reached the point where we've gotten through the morning without any major problems, although I say that, and then I start to see some backups appear on the southbound, the northbound drive of Legacy going from Centerville into Farmington. We've got some backups just before you get to the Glover Lane area, kind of by Farmington High School. So that's in Davis County, but the main flow of I-15 all clear between Ogden and Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the suspect in the Orem Axis apartment shooting has turned himself in after two people were shot a couple weeks ago. I'm KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger.
Second, a Utah National Guard airman has died due to a medical emergency during a deployment to Guam.
And third, another winter storm is just around the corner. State hydrologists say we need to keep those storms coming if we want to fill our reservoirs.
Time for KSL's top national stories.
President Biden hosting a welcoming ceremony outside the White House for French President Emmanuel Macron this morning. This is the administration's first official state visit. And tonight there will be a state dinner, also the first one of the Biden administration. Upon arrival, President Biden said,
President Macron, you heard me speak before about the inflection point we stand at in history and how the choices we make today and in the years ahead will determine the course of our world for decades to come.
In China, the government has eased up a bit on some of the crackdowns following protests over COVID protocols. Government authorities are struggling to censor the movement, but videos of protests continue emerging online, bypassing the state's strict control of the internet. Former President Obama is headed to Georgia, where he will campaign for Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock, who is running against Republican Herschel Walker in a state runoff in the Senate race. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here on one of my favorite things. The Festival of Trees is back as an in-person event to benefit medical care for kids at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital and beyond.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Festival Co-Chair Jennifer Ward. What's it going to be like this year, Jennifer?
It's going great. We have tons of trees and so many people of the community are coming. It's just been fabulous.
What people need to know, and the decorations on the trees are just fantastic and really will lift your Christmas spirit, but it's so much more than just the trees.
Yes. We have wreaths. We have centerpieces. We have small trees. We have quilts. We have gingerbreads. And we have a sweet shop where they have the famous festival fudge and divinity. We have a gift boutique. And we have a kids' corner where kids can come and make Christmas crafts and Elf Emporium where kids can come and buy gifts for friends and teachers and whatnot.
I bet we have a lot of people in our audience, Jennifer, who don't know the history of the Festival of Trees and the fact that these trees are decorated often by businesses and families with a personal connection, yes?
Yes. Many of the trees are dedicated to loved ones who have either passed or loved ones who have survived through perseverance and the care that they get at Primary Children's Hospital. And many of them are dedicated to people who weren't patients of Primary Children's, but.
Yeah. And
it's a way of closure for people and a way to just celebrate lives of those people.
You talk about the closure. Part of the fun of going around is reading the stories.
Behind
the trees. And for many years, KSL would always buy a tree, and it was right there in the front lobby for everybody to see when they came in. But when you read the story, then you get a better understanding of why certain things were chosen as decorations on those trees. That is part of the experience. But the smell, the music, the trees, and Saint Nick is going to be there too.
He is there all day. You can make an appointment to visit Santa so you don't have to wait in the line, because there's always a line. While you're there in line, the kids can write a letter to Santa. And, yeah, he's there every day.
Before we let you go, Jennifer, tell us about the performances. Do we have some performing groups this year, too?
Yes. I don't know exactly who is there, but we have entertainment going on the south stage and the north stage all day long.
That's what was when my daughter and we'd go and we'd walk through the trees and then we'd sit and listen to one of the kids' choirs and you know, eat fudge. It was a terrific time.
Well, it started yesterday, but it's kind of a short window for people to come see it. It is at the Mountain America Exposition Center. What are your hours?
We close at 9 on today and Friday, and then Saturday we close at 6. The auction is still open. It will close this evening at 8. And you can go to festivaloftreesutah.org to click on the link to look at the items there and to bid. If you would still like to bid and buy one of those trees or gingerbreads or...
Oh, the gingerbread houses. They're amazing, too. Jennifer, bless you for the work you do. The co-chair of the Festival of Trees, that website, again, is festivaloftreesutah.org.
It really is a great holiday tradition, and I'm so glad they're back doing it in person this year. 8:49, time for a look at traffic and weather together, which we do every 10 minutes on the nines, brought to you by Triple Rewards for Mountain America. Hopefully things are starting to ease up a little out there, Andy.
Yeah, Tim, they're moving pretty well overall. I am seeing just a touch of slowing right now around 5300 South, 215, kind of that area of Murray. And I'm not sure what's causing it. It's on the southbound side, which is what's a little bit odd. I don't see anything blocking lanes down in there, but I do see cars slowing down just a bit. Looks fine on 215 from Taylorsville to the airport. If you're taking Bangor Highway through Taylorsville, you'll only have a little bit of a wait at 4700 South. Heather?
To normal speeds now, southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, so that's 30 minutes or less depending on where you get onto the freeway. Not a lot of problems on Legacy Parkway heading south towards Salt Lake City as well, but northbounders are going to have lane restrictions as you move between Centerville and Farmington, and that is slowing traffic down at the moment. Eric?
In Utah County, no problems on the freeway at the moment. So you're looking at 20 minutes from University Avenue in Provo. If you're getting on there northbound up to Point of the Mountain, major feeders over to the freeway like Timpanogos Highway. That's looking good. 800 North in Orem, heading over past State Street to the freeway. All of that is in pretty decent shape this morning. Along the Wasatch Back, US 40, no problems going north from Heber City past Jordanelle Reservoir up to the turnoff to Park City. But that gets a little bit busy right away as you head west on SR 248, that's Kearns Boulevard, and try to get into town. This week at Siegel Book, holiday-themed aprons, utensils, and dishcloths up to 75% off, many under $3. Perfect for you and great for gifts. Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows more active weather today, cloudy and windy. Tonight, the snow moves in, affecting the Friday morning commute, 1 to 4 inches for the Wasatch Front. Higher for the benches, a high of 37 Friday afternoon, but snow tapers. For between storms Saturday, more snow to set to move in on Sunday, then more 30s in the forecast for next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Let's see where we are right now. It is windy out there, cloudy, 45 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
The stock market giveth and the stock market taketh away. We'll see how the numbers look when we check your money news next.
If you're a homeowner or a business owner, for that matter, you own a building of some kind, you need to know Superior Water and Air. Superior Water and Air are the guys who, they're like on my team. They help me take care of all the things that keep my house in good condition, like, you know, water heaters and furnaces and all of that.
And anything to do with water. And I'm glad you brought up the business side of it, because there are no doubt companies out there that still have the old glub-glub water water machine.
So not sanitary. I mean, you can do much better than that now.
Yeah, and they've got lots of options for you. So it's one of the things you may want to ask about. But look, you could have plumbing problems in the kitchen area of your business as well, and you can count on Superior Water and Air just the same way we do at home.
I mean, I met a plumber from Superior Water and Air. He was third-generation plumber. Like, his grandfather had worked on plumbing at the church office building or something. I can't remember. These people know their stuff and enjoy their work.
They take great pride in doing their work in some nasty conditions sometimes. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like my son's bathroom downstairs we were talking about yesterday. Here's a number to keep handy for them, 801-974-9090, or look them up online at superiorwaterandair.com.
Right now, Any Hour Services will give you $1,200 off any high-efficiency furnace we install. Call us today and schedule a free estimate. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. ED can have an impact on the man, the significant other, even overall happiness. Backed by over 50 clinical studies, our technology repairs blood vessels, improves circulation, and restores spontaneity, all without a pill. The best part of my job is talking to patients and hearing how their relationship has transformed because of our technology. If you're ready to treat the root cause problem of your ED and throw those pills away, call us right now and you'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound at no charge. You'll also get a gift shown to produce immediate results to intimacy, plus free testosterone. You're going to love this. This is worth hundreds of dollars, and it's free to callers right now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Put a stop to your ED and get your love life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now. 801-901-8000.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by Trajan Wealth. I hate this idea. Of course, I wasn't a fan of college students making millions of dollars either, or college athletes. But it's all the way down to high school athletes now. They're starting to rake in cash from endorsement deals. 19 states now let high school athletes profit from their name, image, and likeness without impacting their ability to pay in college or play in college. Basketball player Jada Williams, who there's a lot of YouTube video out there from California, has been stacking up endorsement deals. 17 years old, making six figures a year.
Wow. Food delivery platform DoorDash is laying off more than 1,200 employees. That's around 6% of their staff. The company's CEO says it's been one of the most difficult changes he's had to announce in their 10-year history.
Think about those athletes now. So it's no longer just a deal of how good is the program in college I'm going to go to. Mm-hmm. It's how much money can I make?
Yeah. The whole concept of amateur athletes is sort of just destroyed.
And recruiting guys that fit your style of play. Mm-hmm. No longer a deal. How much money can you give me? It's frustrating. All right, let's see how the markets are doing this morning. I mentioned that they're going to take back some of the gains from yesterday. The Dow is down 360. The S&P is off by 11. The NASDAQ is down 14.
It is time now for Jazz Notes with Jake Scott of KSL Sports Zone's Jake and Ben.
The Jazz losing streak is snapped at 5. They beat the Clippers last night at Vivint Arena, 125-112. Big performances from Jordan Clarkson, who had 33 points, Lowry Markkanen with 23. Jazz analyst coach Tim Lacombe says energy is the difference for this Jazz team.
Their ball movement was terrific. Their energy was great. Kind of saw them flying around on the defensive side. Great shooting, great passing, good energy, and the Jazz find a way to end the losing streak and win the game.
For all of the post-game reaction after last night's win, make sure to check out the latest at KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, I'm Jake Scott, KSL Sports.
Let's spread a little holiday cheer. The Good Feet Store is collecting socks and shoes to benefit our community. The Good Feet for a Good Cause donation program collects hundreds of donations every year for people in need. You're invited to join Good Feet for a Good Cause by donating new socks and new or gently used shoes at the Good Feet Store now through the end of the year. You'll find the Good Feet Store in Riverton, Sandy, and Farmington. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit mygoodfeet.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we provide more than $150 billion each year in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone. Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more at studentaid.gov.
Even before the pandemic, one in five American adults experienced some form of mental illness, depression, suicide, prescription opioid misuse. Utah isn't immune to our share of challenges, but there is hope. We need to take action to keep our loved ones safe. That's why KSL has teamed with the University of Utah Huntsman Mental Health Institute to bring you hope and help you thrive. It's Healthy Mind Matters. Find out more at healthymindmatters.com.
8:59, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the Nines, brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Andy?
Amanda, North 15, still got a little bit of slowing in South Salt Lake between 33rd South and I-80. The Murray slowdown we had for a minute is cleared out. Looks good on Bangor and Mountain View. Earlier slowing at some of the intersections in West Valley on Bangor are now cleared. And out of Tooele, you'll be just fine on SR-36 and I-80. Heather?
The biggest delays we have in Weber-Davis County now is Legacy Parkway northbound between Centerville and Farmington. That is due to barrels being put out on the roadway. You're going to be down to one lane while crews work on construction. But I-15 and US-89 are at speed. Eric?
Oh, we're still looking good in Utah County. We started off the day with a couple of crashes between Santa Quinn and Payson, but everything looks good on the northbound side now. We do have some southbound slowing in American Fork right at the 500 East exit. Larry H. Miller Lincoln Draper wishes you happy holidays. Buy your new 2023 Lincoln at LarryHMillerLincolnDraper.com. Driven by you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to look for a high today of 49. Warmest day of the next week. Right now it's 45 in Salt Lake.
Creepy crime up at the university where they found cameras in the bathrooms. More on what happened and how to be safe with David Dujanovic coming up next.
We'll see you in the morning at 5. Buckle up.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.